insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
We arrived at verse 127, which in the continuation of the verses talking about Prophet Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. As Abraham raised the foundations of the house with Ishmael or Ismail, they prayed, Our Lord, accept it from us. Indeed, you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. These verses that talk about the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, they discuss the very high rank of this great prophet. Remember the beginning verses of these series, which started at verse 124, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the rank of imamah that was given to this great prophet. Then the other stories that are mentioned here, the prayers that Prophet Ibrahim makes and are quoted from him in this surah and in these verses, which show that they have been answered, otherwise they wouldn't have been mentioned in the Holy Quran, they show the high rank of this great prophet. This verse adds another point regarding this, and that is that Prophet Ibrahim is the one who rebuilt the Kaaba, God's house on earth, the house that He wants people to either come there and worship in the form of Hajj or in their daily worships, wherever they're at, to be facing that direction. That great house, Baytullah al-Haram, was rebuilt by Prophet Ibrahim and his son Prophet Ismail. Now, one of the interesting points in this verse, other than the one that we just pointed to, is that after this great prophet and his son, Prophet Ismail, built this house, now we just pointed how important this was. This was to be the house of worship for mankind until the end of times, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in his message in Islam, the religion of all humanity became this religion that you've got to face the direction of the Qibla 5 times a day and pray, and once in your lifetime at least it is wajib, if you can go, if you have the funds to go and participate in that great ritual of Hajj. This is how important this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So it's not a small thing to build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yet, the point that we wanted to emphasize on, and this verse tells us, is when the Prophet made and finished building it, he and Prophet Ismail speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, our Lord, accept it from us. In Arabic, you know, Arabic has got a lot of small little details in the language. If you don't mention one word, it makes a big difference and in the meaning compared to if you mention that word. Technically, in Arabic, the object of the verb تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا has not been mentioned. It says, our Lord, accept from us. If I would want to translate it literally, there's no it in that verse. It says, oh, our Lord, accept from us. It doesn't say what. Now, those who are more familiar with the Arabic literature tell us that there's a very, very delicate point in that, and that is that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Prophet Ismail do not see their action as a very important thing that they have done. In other words, although they were responsible for such a great action, when they look at it from their perspective and their relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they see it nothing compared to what God deserves to be worshipped like. And this is a very important point that we can take, brothers and sisters, from this verse. There's a lot of people that, you know, there's two problems that we face, okay? One is the issue of an internal, a spiritual disease of kibr and arrogance. And the other one is the issue of ujb, that we consider ourselves very good when we start to worship. The trait of arrogance and kibr, now that's something that people who are little, well, or even very irreligious, or they're not very practicing, for such people, they have more of this problem of kibr and arrogance. They feel they are such great people, and what they do is so great. They're always talking about what they've done, and they consider what they've done great. Prophet Ibrahim has done one of the most important things in human history, and that is to build this house that is going to be the house of worship for mankind. And yet, he does not consider this such an important achievement. Of course, compared to the status that, or the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves to be worshipped. This is one, that, you know, the arrogance is not there. The other thing is the ujb. Now, some of us, which are a little more religious, when we do something that's good, when we're talking to God, we feel that we're these great people, that we deserve things. You know, I did such a great thing, then God has got to give me this, and God has got to give me that. And when we don't get that, then we feel like we've been mistreated, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not treated us well. He should have given us this, why did God take this away from me? Why did God give me this hardship and all of that? This is not the correct attitude and the manner to behave as a servant, which we truly are. Those creations that have got nothing from themselves except for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. So we don't deserve any of that. And what we do is really nothing compared to the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and it will only help us. So we should learn this point from Prophet Ibrahim, that if we've done an action, we shouldn't think in ourselves and think of ourselves as such great people. We've made such a great achievement. I've given charity, or I've helped the mosque, or I've prayed this prayer, or I've fasted, or I went on this ziyarat or on that ziyarat. And even worse than that, not just in just thinking of that, when we get to other people, keep bragging about doing this, and yes, and I did that. And when somebody starts listening to you, you keep going on and on and on about what all you've done. This is something that, as we have in our hadith, the feeling and the trait of ujb is one that is going to destroy and disregard and nullify the effect of the worships that we have towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've done something, it may have been a great action, but after feeling like that and feeling so great about what we've done and thinking that we've done such a great job, then that is going to be destroying the effect of that worship. Now, of course, we need to also say that there's a difference between that thought coming to mind and, you know, because that's what shaitan does. Shaitan, when we do something, he comes very quickly and tries to get this idea in our minds, yes, I did such a great job and all of that. That idea, that thought comes to mind, that's that thought, when it starts to bother me, that itself is not ujb. If I accept it and I really start feeling about it, and I start feeling great about that action, and I say, yes, that is right, that thought is right, I did such a great job, that's when it becomes ujb. So those who are trying to get rid of that, don't think that when that thought comes, that that is going to be considered ujb, and that destroys the effect of the action. So again, from this great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learn this point. Although he's done such an important task, when he wants to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding that, he doesn't say, oh God, I did this and I did that, please give me this or that. He says, God, please accept. He's not even, he's shameful of even mentioning what he has done. That's how little he thinks his actions and his servitude towards God is, comparing that to the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has.
وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn these points and put them into practice in our lives. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك.